अरे ये मुझे माया में डुबाते हैं मैं नो हो रहा दिस
एंड सो the arhat, you know, of the soul realizers and the heroes, when before they die, when they're still alive, you know, that's called the remainder. Right? So nirvana with remainder. So because they still have that aggregate, that contaminated aggregate, so therefore therefore they're called, you know, the nirvana with remainder. Yeah. And that time they have abandoned the deluded obstacles. You know, they have abandoned the deluded obstacle, but they have not abandoned the non-deluded obstacles, you know, the imprint of the deluded obstacles, which is left in their mind. They still have that. But when they die, they achieve the nirvana without a remainder. And at that time, because there's no continuation of the mind, there's no basis, right, to hold that imprint, you know, of the imprint of the deluded obstacles, therefore, there is no deluded obstacles, no non-deluded obstacles as well, because there is no basis to hold those imprints. So therefore, there is no imprint also, you know, at the time when they die.
Oh yeah. After the man died, the shingle was. The walhati nyandi chite nyamu chenge dwa mali ba panchans. Nyamu chenge mahi be dwa ma ba mahi. Swami nyandi chite the nyamu tobi chama mahi chang ti se ti the me the ti se ti ten riba jinche bisharos hotel.
So although at the time of nirvana with the remainder, they abandon deluded obstacles without exception, they do not abandon non-deluded obstacles. Non-deluded obstacles are not destroyed by our opponent powers at the time of attaining nirvana without remainder, but they are not existent because at that time their basis, the mental continuum, ceases.
Mm-hmm. Lute junche yores. Kadu junche gresena, dajombe kombotobi jela, and yangele de shenodu, pa, chasan sara, tijulita, yonju, yamales, hotel, fat deja.
So, in this school, Baibashika, and also the Southern Tigger school, you know, accepts that the mind, you know, the continuation of the mind can be seized. You know, so when it's seized, and it's at the time when we achieve the state of arhat, you know, either of the, you know, Sotra Rajas or Four Destroyers or the Bodhisattvas, you know. So at that time, the continuation of the mind ceases.
Oh yeah. So then, the new insati order there. Ah, we move on to new tongue in JBC. That is in the king on the room, or you go in yes. That is, that is, shut up, my way. Jump in the gang, so much of your daughter, cross through the gang, love and nonsense, but you but tell her that is in my game, you do the yapo is. Mato, and then, did you the mother teaches you boom by the saggy?
So then the next one it says the proponent of the realism when distinguishing definitive and interpretive sutra. So the definitive and interpretive sutra, you know, so anything the Buddha taught and can be accepted as he taught, you know, so those are the definitive, you know, definitive. So everything that Buddha taught has to be definitive, you know, so there's they don't accept the interpretive sutra.
No deba de shara mawa nigi, sanji jumde de sunshabe, peja, kakati yarsana, or the kashi, mato kodu keleng mare, kolo pawada, kolo tama, sheshin in dodo, sanji kamare, sanji kamare.
So according to these schools, you know, like Baibashika and Southern Tika, they only have the few volumes of scriptures, you know, to Buddha's teaching. Yeah. Like they don't accept, you know, the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, which is the teaching on the perfection of wisdom, and the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. You know, they don't accept those, you know, teachings as the teachings of the Buddha.
Oh, that the whole the turning of the wheel was. Tamanji is the Shara Mahavadam do the Vajra Tamasa. Tamanji teaching the Dhanu Sanjiji Kamundurti is. Shara Mahavadam.
And so they said the two schools that propound the meaning, you know, do not accept the Mahayana collection of the Buddha's word because most Bhavashikas assert that sutra are provided by the sutra of the definitive meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all about the Bhavashika school.
So
So because the Vaibhashikas and Southern Tikasana said that Mahayana is not Buddha's teaching, so that, you know, made a lot of job, you know, a lot of work, a lot of job for the great panditas like the Nagarjuna, Shantideva, and so forth. So they wrote many texts, you know, to prove that, you know, the Mahayana teaching are Buddha's teachings.
Ani jasa chimbo chivale, shuyenju ganale, pemisi me mambosungu yare. Ta, he nanji kare mati, che mati, hindi kimse mambosungu ne. Rwa, ta rikpana mambotanshi yare, shara mambotan dada vanyi kelengi yunne, mishi se.
So, these great masters like Nagarjuna in his precious garland, you know, in the middle of his path, and also Shantideva in his text, many, they compose many texts, you know, to prove that Mahayana, you know, the Mahayana teachings, Buddha's teaching, and also, and then other masters, you know, like the Chandrakirti and so forth. So they all came, you know, and composed many texts, writing, you know, that to prove that Mahayana teachings, and especially the teachings on the perfection of wisdom, you know, is the Buddha's teaching. And so they wrote many books, you know, and explained many in many different ways, but we don't know, you know, whether the Vaibhashikas and Southern Tikas still accept those as Buddha's teaching or not.
So the
reason why they don't accept, you know, the profession of wisdom sutra, you know, as the Buddha's teaching is because in that teaching on the profession of wisdom sutra, Buddha said that there is nothing, you know, existing from his own side, nothing existing by his own characteristic. So then, to that, you know, to, you know, that cannot be accepted, you know, by the Vaibhashikas and Southern Tikas. They say if the things doesn't exist from its, by its own characteristic, then that doesn't exist at all. You know, Buddha will not say such things. So therefore, that's not Buddha's teaching. You know, So that's why they say that the middle term of the will of Dharma, the professional wisdom, you know, teaching on the professional wisdom, is not, you know, Buddha's teaching. And
so
they said, you know, if the things, if none of the things, none of the external or internal things doesn't exist, you know, none of the external or internal things exist from the from its own side or by its own characteristic, then, you know, there will be no production, or there will be no, you know, no cessation, or there will be no, you know, disintegration, you know, and to you even there will be no Four Noble Truths, you know. There will be no Four Noble Truths. If the Four Noble Truths doesn't exist by its own characteristic, then there will be no Four Noble Truths. So second is the Southern Tikka. So we'll finish the Southern Tikka school today also.
So
these are also, you know, there are 7 points which we'll try to cover tonight. The 7 points are same as the Vaibhashika school, right? So you should try to memorize that. Those are all same for all the four schools. So the 7 points, they're all having the same 7 points. So you should try to memorize that. So we'll stop here tonight, and next week we'll start from the Southern Tikka school.
tāmbē tōnā jīne yāpū tāna mūne kēn tsābū dāgā dāgā yūgū yūne kēpā sōne yā tā kāsā mā dīne dōtsi mā dāgā tā mūne pēkē chīchū dā mā mā mō yōgā sēvū shī yōgū dēsī.
So, you know, if you are interested in study, you know, then you will, it will be quite interesting, you know, because then you will come to understand many different views, you know, according to, you know, different schools, you know, that came up in India.
Yeah,
you have?